Anybody.
Ed, how tough has it been for you to play defense with all the injuries that have occurred on this team? And maybe are you hopeful that maybe some of those strong guys, i.e. Suggs and Ray, might be back this week?
See, you're prying for information. It's always tough, man, when you get guys hurt. You know, when Ladarius went down, Ray went down, Suggs was out. You know, it's always tough, you know, but, you know, this is the NFL. You know, guys get paid to be professionals, you know, so you expect that guys would come in, you know, and do a good job. You know, we had to sign some guys, CJ being one, you know, who had to come in and just play right now. You know, so it's tough because your communication and everything has to change a little bit. You had to do it a little bit more. It puts more on guys like myself, which is, you know, it comes with the territory, man. You know, you're a professional. This is your job. You know, you should be willing to want to do that.
How much are you guys as a defense focusing on those final drives of theirs and what needs to change to kind of do better on those last drives?
Man, we focus on the game. You know, it's not just the final drives. You know, it's the game, you know, that you're playing. You know, there's many other plays out there that you know, we had that we could have made a mate, you know. So it's not just the last drives. You know, of course you want to finish the game, you know, and finish it strong, but – you know, it's more of the whole game, putting it all together. You know, I don't think we put it all together just yet.
When you're going out there for the final drive, do you kind of stress the guys, you know, finish this kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, you say finish throughout the game, you know, on the sideline. I was telling guys just to stay focused. But, you know, I mean, it is what it is. What happened. You know, you learn from it, you move on.
Ed, how much chemistry can a defense build with probably practice intensity winding down a bit at this point?
I mean, it's probably easier, man, because you're not moving as much. You know, guys are a little bit calmer. You're doing more talking, you know, so it's probably a little bit easier. You know, we have a lot of communication going on right now. Like I said, it's just going to be a matter of putting it all together and guys just being on the same page and executing and doing their job. You know, that's what it comes down to at this time of the year. You know, what team is executing the best?
And do you remember a year where you've had so many moving parts on defense?
No. No, this is by far one of them those years. I remember, I think when Coach first got here, second year, we had a lot of injuries, but not like this.
The challenge of facing Peyton Manning.
Oh, man. Peyton throws to everybody, man. You know, he's still Peyton Manning, man. It's the reason why they won, the last 8 games or something like that. So, I mean, he's still Peyton. You know, Peyton still throws the ball well. He still gets the ball to his playmakers, you know, and he gets the ball to everybody, like I said. So every man has to be on point on what he's doing this week.
Ed, do you see a change out of him from when he played with Indy? Has he changed his style at all in your
career? You know, it sort of looks like Indy over there to me, man. Just the things he's doing, you know, looking at Peyton on the sideline. You watch the games. You know, you see Peyton on the sideline, he's coaching everybody. You know, that's no different than when he was in Indy. You know, so I don't see too much of a difference, man. I really don't.
Is the most deadly part of him what read you're giving him when he comes up to the line of scrimmage? Because it looks like everything flows off of that.
The most deadly part of Peyton is that he gets the ball every play.
Right, 2 straight losses for this team. You're playing another team that you're fighting for playoff positioning. How important is this game? Plus at home.
Well, first of all, the 2 straight losses don't matter. You go ahead and finish your question.
Yeah, well, you're playing at home. Seems to be a lot of elements here that make this an important game.
Yeah, I mean, we know what this game is. You know, they know what this game is about. You know, this game is important for both teams. You know, this is the playoff time. You know, you can answer these questions, man. You know, this is playoff time. Both teams know what this is about. You know, yes, we're at home, and we need to take advantage of that. You know, on both sides of the ball and special teams. You know, so – but if we don't, they're going to expose it because they're a good team. You know, they have a great defense. They have a great special teams. They have a good offense. You know, so if we don't play our best ball, and they do, we'll be on the same stick that we've been on the last 2 weeks.
And how dangerous is Demaryius Thomas? And you guys have faced a lot of big-time wide receivers this year and haven't allowed any to get to 100 yards. How have you kind of been able to shut down their premier threats?
You got to be on him at all times. You know, who's ever covering that guy, got to know, you know, where he's at, what he's doing. You know, Demaryius is a playmaker. You know, but like I said, Peyton throws to everybody. It's not just him. But, you know, I know one play sticks out just thinking about it is that play against Pittsburgh when Tebow was there and he gave him the ball and he just bruised past everybody. Stiff arm, running over him, everything. He's a big body, man. It's like a tight end but with receiver speed. You know, so you got to be real conscious, you know, of what he's doing.
Ed,
Ed, you've talked about how good Peyton is. I mean, do you get excited about the challenge of?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, man. I mean, it's very challenging at this point because we do have a bunch of guys down, you know, and you do want to perform well, you know, and be the leader that guys need, you know, but not putting too much on yourself, you know. But it comes back to doing your job, you know. So definitely excited about these next 3 weeks going forward, you know, right now and going into the playoffs. This is a playoff game.
Ed, as you prepare for this game, Peyton Manning's also really relies on his tight ends. Will you go back and look into games or losses specifically against Philadelphia where Celek or Heath Miller against Pittsburgh really had a lot of success against the defense?
I wanted to know if that question was for me or Joe, actually, because you said Heath Miller and that tight end. But, he throws to the tight end. He throws to those guys a good bit because they're big bodies. You know, like I said, he throws to everybody also. So it's not just the tight end. And I'm not going to always line up on a tight end. You know, so we got to be conscious of where all their receivers are. What's your job? Do your job. Don't get caught up with looking at the quarterback thinking he's not going to throw it to your guy. You have to cover and do your job.
I guess more specifically just in the middle of the field and if there's anything you guys can make adjustments that way.
You know, it's just like I said, man, it's just a matter of doing your job. You know, the adjustment's going to be throughout the game. Kind of seeing what Peyton wants to do versus certain coverages that we're giving him, you know. So, you know, it's always a challenge, man, playing against this guy, man. As you can see, the questions are. So, you know, it's going to be exciting to see how we fare out against this team.
Ed, how much respect do you have for a guy like Champ Bailey who's been playing for a long time with yourself and still playing well?
Champ, a lot of respect for Champ, man. I had a chance to play with him in the Pro Bowl a couple times. And just a great player, great person, you know, great man, you know, and, you know, a lot of respect for what he's done, obviously, for this long at that position.
And you know how this organization works and how they tend to do things. Were you surprised when you heard the news that Cameron was let go?
Yeah, I was surprised, but at the same time, this is our job, you know, there's professionalism about it, you know, and I'm not the guy in charge, you know, Because I'm in a locker room where I see guys go in and out all the time, you know, and you know, I've talked about this the whole offseason, man, so I'm not about to go back down that road, you know, because I was talked about badly because I was that guy. But, you know, hey, coaches are in the same position, man, you know, and, you know, I hope Cam is good, you know, and I'm sure he is.
All right, thanks, Ed.